I come from Des Moines, Iowa. Somebody had to. When you come from Des Moines, you either accept the fact without question and settle down with a local girl named Bobby Joe and get a job at the tire factory and live there forever and ever. Or you spend your adolescence moaning at length about what a dump it is and how you can't wait to get out. And then you settle down with a local girl named Bobby Joe and get a job at the tire factory and live there forever and ever. Hardly anyone ever leaves. This is because Des Moines is the most powerful hypnotic known to man. Outside town, there's a big sign that says, "Welcome to Des Moines. This is what death is like." There isn't really. I just made that up. But the place does get a grip on you. People who have nothing to do with Des Moines drive in off the interstate looking for gas or hamburgers and stay forever. There's a New Jersey couple up the street from my parents' house whom you see wandering about from time to time, looking faintly puzzled, but strangely serene. Everybody in Des Moines is strangely serene. The only person I ever knew in Des Moines who wasn't strangely serene was Mr. Piper. Mr. Piper was my parents' neighbor, a leering, cherry-faced idiot who was forever getting drunk and crashing his car into telephone poles. Everywhere you went, you encountered telephone poles leaning dangerously in testimony to Mr. Piper's driving habits. He distributed them all over the west side of town, rather in the way dogs mark trees. Mr. Piper was the nearest possible human equivalent to Fred Flintstone, but less charming. Eventually, I grew up, and I moved to England. This irritated Mr. Piper almost beyond measure. Whenever I was in town, Mr. Piper would come over and chide me. "I don't know what you're doing over there with all those limeys," he would say provocatively. "They're not clean people." "Mr. Piper, you don't know what you're talking about," I would reply. "You are a cretin." You could talk like that to Mr. Piper because, one, he was a cretin, and two, he never listened to any.